Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joy speaking, and how may I assist you? Hello?
Hello.
Yes, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
What is Peak Performance Lifestyle?
Ma'am,
I'm not familiar with the name.
Okay. May I start out by getting your zip code, please?
22205.
You said 22205?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for that. And that first and last name, please?
Francis Stump, Stump.
And thank you for that. And for security purposes, may I have the address associated with this account, please?
It's on my Discover card, and I think the address they use is 6126 Lee Highway, Arlington, Virginia. However, my street name has changed.
Yes, ma'am. What's the address of that street?
It's now Langston Boulevard.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And I was able to locate an account associated with you. It does seem that on February the 3rd, you paid $9.97 shipping and handling in order to receive a space heater.
A space heater?
Yes, ma'am.
No, ma'am. I did not order a space heater.
Okay, do you ever remember?
And I did not get a delivery of a space heater.
Okay, do you remember maybe doing maybe a survey or something where it said that you could actually receive this item and you the only thing you would have to pay is the shipping and handling for the product?
When would it have been shipped?
And let me see, has it been shipped out to you? Give me 1 second and I can track that for you, okay? Alrighty. Give me 1 second, please, ma'am. And I will locate it for you, okay?
Okay.
When it was actually shipped out February the 14th, so it is actually still en route to you, but are you saying that you
from
don't remember?
From the 14th?
Yes, ma'am.
From the 14th?
And it probably would, yes, they probably had a backup in the warehouse, and they had to reorder the item, but it says it's in transit to you. It's arriving.
It's in transit, and this
correct.
Is the 28th.
Right, and it's arriving.
And that's 14 days. It
yes,
took
ma'am.
That long to get it shipped to me?
It may have been out of, sometimes they're out of the items in the warehouse, and they have to reorder them.
But if it was shipped to me on the 14th, and this is the 28th, I've never received it.
They put a notice in here, and they said your package would arrive later than expected, but it is still on its way. It is currently in transit to the next facility. So it is shipped out to you. It was a late order of the package, but it is in transit to you, so you are expected to receive the item as well.
There's no future item, right?
No, just that item of the space heater, which was a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store, that bill, what you were billed, that $54.97 was actually the membership fee. The item itself was a welcoming gift for joining that Factory Direct Savings store.
Factory Direct Savings.
Yes, ma'am. It's an online web store.
Online web store.
Correct. Yes, ma'am, it is.
I'm not sure. Was this ordered online?
It was actually, maybe you did a survey, answered an email, or and they said you can receive this free item. All you would have to do is pay shipping and handling for it.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know what to say because I did not remember this. And
yes,
I did not know there was a membership thing. And how long is the membership?
You will be billed monthly for as long as you are enrolled in that. Now, I can get you canceled out of it. Because I do see every time we've actually tried to bill you, which the last time we billed you was on the 9th of February, all payments have been declined by your financial institute. So we billed you February the
okay,
7th,
so
8th,
the
and
9, 9 the, yeah, right. I've had a fraud perpetrated on my bank accounts. So that's why that happened.
Okay. But I can get you counsel out of it so you won't have any trouble of ever being billed again, okay?
Please cancel me out of it.
Oh,
yes,
I mean,
thank
yes,
you.
Yes, ma'am, no problem. Give me 1 second, okay? Alrighty, ma'am, I was successfully able to get you canceled out of that. You shouldn't have any reoccurring charges on that. I do have a cancellation number for you if you'd like to take that down.
Yes, please.
Okay. That number will be C as in Charlie, 258-945-554.
Three fives?
Yes, ma'am. It is 3 5s.
Okay.
All righty.
All right. I have paid this $9.99 or whatever
yes.
this number is.
Yes, ma'am. That was a valid charge. But everything
okay.
else has been declined by your financial institute, so we were unable to receive a payment for anything else, okay?
I appreciate your help. Thank you, ma'am.
You're more than welcome, and thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.